This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you call 916-909-1065 and you tell us your maiden name and your married name. And then you tell, or we tell you which is better. But more importantly, why? Okay, we are going to start with Maya. Good morning, Maya. I met Maya at the gym.
Okay.
Okay, at Orange Theory. And I know the answer to this, but I want to know your opinion.
Okay.
All right. Maya, first, tell everybody what your married name is.
Wait, married name?
Maybe? Yeah, hold on. What's your married name?
It would be Cemento.
Cemento.
Okay.
Okay. Maya Cemento.
Okay.
Now tell everybody what your maiden name was.
Okay. It was, Yarmento. Yarmento Ayenigbe.
Okay. Okay, I got like six letters in, and my brain started to malfunction. I just put the pen down.
Your last name looks like a cat walked across a keyboard.
That's crazy.
All right, what? One more time. How is it pronounced?
Okay. It is Yarmento Ayenigbe.
Okay. Which sounds beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful, but I can't tell where it stops and where it's where it starts.
I can't either. It sounds like three people.
Yarmento Ayenigbe.
We stopped writing.
Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, so I'm going to say upgrade.
It's an upgrade.
Yeah.
But that's the wildest name I've ever heard in my life.
That's crazy.
Wow, Maya, thank God you got married.
That's the shortest Nigerian name.
Let's talk to Jessica now. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
All right, maiden name.
My maiden name is Sagen, S as in Sam, A-I-G-E-O-N.
Sagen.
Sagen. Oh, I like that.
That sounds like a cleaning product for industrial buildings.
You think?
Definitely.
I think it sounds like an exotic spice.
Somebody threw up over there, just sprinkle some sagen on it, and then once it absorbs, we'll sweep it up.
I would pronounce it to people. I'd be like, it's like Cajun, but with an S.
But with an
okay.
S.
Okay, then what's your married name?
Kirk, like Captain Kirk.
Jessica Kirk. It's forgettable.
I have to tell you, it's not forgettable. It's unlikable.
Jessica Kirk?
Jessica Kirk is a B.I.
Why?
I don't know. First of all, she's in a loveless marriage.
Okay? Wow.
And she wears it all over her face. She's got crappy little nasty kids that don't listen to her, don't listen to anybody, just run amok.
But you don't think that Sagen sounds like it's like Kirkland brand Cajun? Like it's...
I didn't even think of Cajun when I saw it. I cannot get behind a Jessica Kirk.
Really?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, listen, I'm sorry. It's not how I want it
to
be, Jessica.
Kevin, you got to break the tie here. What is it?
I think it's a downgrade.
All right. Sorry, it's a downgrade.
Jessica.
And good luck on that marriage. Jeez. All right, let's talk to Vanessa. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Maiden name?
Elisea.
Ooh.
Elisea.
Elisea.
And it start. Is that with an E?
Yes, it's E-L-I-C-E-A.
That sounds like a planet in a sci-fi movie.
Yes.
They're marooned off the orbit of Elisea.
When I graduated, they couldn't say it.
Well, sure. We have to get. They've landed on Alisea, but they're running out of oxygen.
We have to get to the colony on Alisea, or we'll live forever in this mining colony.
All right. And then, what's your married name?
Bowman.
You don't have to say it like that, Vanessa. Okay,
Vanessa Bowman.
You're adding stank to it to try to get us on your side. Listen. Here's the thing.
But the other one just sounds so nice. You know what I mean? Elisea.
It's definitely a lot more exotic. Now, a Vanessa Bowman, she's a presentable lady. You know? She's a presentable lady.
There's nowhere you're going to go up from Elisea.
Right. See, Vanessa Bowman wears like... She wears like a smart business blazer.
Right, but no one knows why.
No one knows why.
She has a job,
well,
but no one...
she has an MLM.
What's that?
A multi-level marketing.
I got a briefcase
scheme.
With one pen in it.
Oh, my God.
No, you're selling some sort of powdered supplements, and you're saying, hey, girly pop.
Right.
Do you want to own your own business?
You're the last person in the world selling LuLaRoe.
Right. Okay, so downgrade.
That's a downgrade. But thank you so much for calling. Alisea. I mean, there is no way to go. That escalator's at the top.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.